From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And we turn now to the scandal rocking Rupert Murdoch's media empire. Today, the spotlight fell on Britain's Prime Minister, David Cameron, as he cut short a visit to Africa. Cameron flew back to London to address Parliament about what's become the biggest controversy in British public life in years. NPR's Philip Reeves has the story.
This is the biggest crisis to face David Cameron since he took power. Today he faced a raucous parliament. Cameron opened with a statement spelling out the scale of the scandal.
It has shaken people's trust in the media and the legality of what they do, in the police and their ability to investigate media malpractice, and yes, in politics and in politicians' ability to get to grips with these issues.
Cameron listed measures he's taking to create healthier relations between the media, police and politicians, including a wide-ranging judicial inquiry. These are difficult times, however, for Britain's Prime Minister. He's under fire over hiring an ex-editor of the News of the World, the paper where, we now know, there was widespread phone hacking. That editor, Andy Coulson, was Cameron's communications chief before resigning a few months back. Coulson was recently arrested over hacking allegations. Cameron insisted Coulson assured him he knew nothing about phone hacking and said that if that turned out not to be true...
He will not only have lied to me, but he would have lied to the police, to a select committee, to the Press Complaints Commission and, of course, perjured himself in a court of law. More to the point, if that comes to the pass, he could also expect to face severe criminal charges.
Cameron said he believes people are innocent until proven guilty, but added...
With 20-20 hindsight and all that has followed, I would not have offered him the job and I expect that he wouldn't have taken it. But you don't make decisions in hindsight, you make them in the present. You live and you learn, and believe you me, I have learnt.
Cameron's chief opponent, David Miliband, leader of Britain's Labour Party, was not impressed.
That isn't good enough.
Cameron had made a catastrophic error of judgment, Miliband said. Yet this scandal has crossed party lines. Miliband conceded his own Labour Party was far too cosy with Rupert Murdoch's media empire.
Why didn't more of us speak out about this earlier? The answer is, of course, what we all know and used to be afraid to say. News International was too powerful. It owned 40% of the newspaper market before the closure of the News of the World. It owns two-thirds of the pay TV market through 39% of the Sky platform and Sky News.
One question kept coming up. It was about the satellite TV company BSky B. Murdoch was trying to acquire total control of this company, making him Britain's biggest broadcaster. But he withdrew his bid after the phone hacking scandal broke. It's now known Cameron had many meetings with people from Murdoch's News International and is close to some of them. Today, Cameron was asked one question again and again, this time by Labour veteran Dennis Skinner.
Did he ever discuss the question of the BSky bid with News Internationals at all the meetings that they attended?
I never had one inappropriate conversation. And let me be clear.
That question will likely be examined by the judicial inquiry that Cameron said will start right away. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.